when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Bari'tu ila Allah wa ilaykum minhum wa min ashya'ihim wa atba'ihim wa awliya'ihim ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum ila yawm al-qiyamah.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdullah inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum ila yawm al-qiyamah. O Aba Abdullah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you until the day of resurrection. As we concluded in the previous episode, we understood that two handles of faith are both love in the way of Allah and at the same time hate in the way of Allah. In this regard, Fudayl is reported to have asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam whether love and hatred was from faith. And then Imam alayhi salam responded saying, وَهَلِ الْإِيمَانِ إِلَّا الْحُبُّ وَالْبُغْضِ. And is faith anything other than love and hatred? ثُمَّ تَلَى هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, Fudayl says. And then Imam alayhi salam recited this verse, حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. He made you love faith and beautified it in your hearts. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. And he made you abhor disbelief and open disobedience and sin. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. Those are the guided ones. So, in expressing love or hatred, there must be no kind of personal or selfish relation involved. The criteria for loving or hating something must be truth and falsehood, both for loving and for hating. In fact, to be more accurate, the criteria is that which leads to perfection and that which separates us from our perfection.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is Do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates him. He understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, in this excerpt, Ya Aba Abdullah, Inni Silmun Liman Salamakum, Wa Harbun Liman Harabakum, O Aba Abdullah, I am at peace with he who is at peace with you, and at war with he who is at war with you. We are openly expressing our hatred, our detachment, and our separation from those traitors and their allies. And this is an open condemnation against injustice, and this is something natural. Because how can we detach ourselves from those traitors and the allies if we do not recognize them? So, prior to expressing our detachment and our hatred, we have to get to know them. And that is why expressing our separation from those traitors and their allies is extremely effective and can really and definitely lead to victory. Of course, there are some other important things on this path, like sacrifice and steadfastness. But the first thing to know is to recognize where your enemy is. Brothers and sisters, if we look at the history, it reveals us that bara'a, and expressing condemnation and expressing detachment from the traitors and the enemies of Allah, is really able to topple some governments that are supported by most powerful existing forces. That is why we find that even the peaceful demonstrations, as we have recognized it, even those peaceful ones frighten the governments. The reason is that they are extremely effective in destroying the forces prevailing in the government. This is what Imam Hussein alayhi salam has taught us. He and his companions rose to practically reject the prevailing government of Yazid, and this was a manifestation of a bara'a from the side of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He rose and he expressed his hatred, his detachment, and his separation from the prevailing government that only aimed at destroying Islam. Those forces aimed at humiliating Muslims, depriving them, all of them, of their rights and undermining the lives of the Muslims. That is why Imam Hussein alayhi salam rises to condemn this power. And this is the spirit of this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. Ya Aba Abdullah, inni silmun liman salamakum, وَحَرْبٌ لِمَنْ حَارَبَكُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين